Saturday, 5:45 a.m. The goddamn bell. 7 years of goddamn bells. That was Bobby's first thought on this new day. Hey, bro, you going to breakfast? Bobby rubbed the traces of sleep from his eyes, turning to see Polly standing there with his always present, childlike grin. How do you do it, you big fuck? Bobby said as he sat up on his bed. Huh? Do what? Polly replied in his baby Huey voice. For 4 years I've known you, two of them as my celly, and in all that time, every morning you wake up with that stupid fucking grin. Don't you ever hate waking up sometimes in this rancid fucking place? Bobby said to Polly with a look of bewilderment. Not waiting for a reply, Bobby climbed out of bed, pulling on his pants. They got grits and bacon this morning. Let's go and we'll beat the lines, Polly answered, without even thinking about what Bobby just said. Bobby pulled on his shirt and slipped into his thongs. He didn't say so, but he loved the grits at Prig Cottage. Inside the walls, the grits were always mushy. The reality hit him as they walked towards the chow hall. He was at the cottage, one of the last two steps before hitting the street. It had been 7 years since he had walked the streets. 7 years he had been paying for a split-second mistake. He thought of his temper and whether 7 years had taught him how to control it. How many times on lonely nights he had thought, if he hadn't killed that asshole, if the axe had only glanced off his head, maybe only knocked him out, if a baseball bat would have been in reach, a pool stick, why did it have to be an axe? The newspaper headlines, Axe Murder in Eugene, surely didn't help his case either. Bobby's thoughts broke as he felt a hand slip into his back pocket. It was Billy. I put some smoke in your back pocket, bro, for dessert, Billy said as they came to the end of the chow line they were hoping to beat. A lot of cons liked the grits at Prig. All right, you got your visits from that sweet thing, Bobby said, making a feel of his back pocket, making sure there wasn't a lump to bring about a shakedown. The last thing he needed now was to be busted with some pot 2 weeks before he had to see the board. Yeah, sweet Charlene showed up bringing me just a taste for a trial run. She wanted to see how easy it was to get stuff in. She found out how easy it was. I think it excited her. She'll be back this afternoon with a full ounce. Billy snickered to himself, thinking how he'd manipulated Charlene over a 3-month period. First, have the little lady fall in love with him, then turn her into a mule. This was his third conquest in the 8 years he had been down, making young girls into mules. He only had 10 days before he was to see the parole board. This would be his third time. He had always been in and out of trouble with drugs, fighting, homosexual activity, and a big mouth. He might have been out on the street 3 years earlier. It had been 11 months since his last fuck-up. This time he had to hit the street. He couldn't handle it anymore, he thought. All right, it's party time. It was Jesse. If you were in need and were into it, Jesse gave the best head in the joint. I told you my sister would come through, didn't I, Billy? Didn't I, Billy? Yeah, you did good, Jesse, but she wasn't any laydown. I had to lay a lot of my shit on her, and it took 3 months of my talents, Billy replied, patting Jesse on the ass. Billy had been the biggest user of Jesse's talents over the years. Yeah, I know. She would never do it for me. She said she was too scared, but I knew you could do it, Jesse said, pushing Billy's hand off his ass. He hated Billy for doing that so everyone else could see.